A sea of yellow and green, the colors of Brazil's flag, greeted President Jair Bolsonaro on his latest campaign stop. He reminded voters that he's recently cut the price of petrol by half and increased handouts to the needy. But it's something else that makes most supporters worship him.
We don't want a Brazil that goes like Argentina or other countries. We want a Brazil that respects the values of the family and, above all, as the president says, God.
Campinas is the second largest city of Brazil's largest and most populous state, São Paulo. And winning it on October 2nd's elections is vital to Bolsonaro's chances for a second term.
It is not difficult to convince you. You just need to look at other countries that adopted communist ideology and show how much Brazil was robbed between 2003 and 2015.
He's referring to the administration of his formidable rival, former left-wing President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
Bolsonaro's slogan in this election is Brazil above all else and God above everyone. Bolsonaro is anti-socialist, pro-conservative family values, and profoundly nationalistic, a combination that resonates with millions of Brazilians like these.
Nevertheless, the latest polls show him trailing behind Lula in two of Brazil's three largest states, and in a dead heat in Rio de Janeiro, which is supposed to be Bolsonaro's stronghold. Many here can't believe it.
The polls lie, and the pollsters have been bought off.
People here tell us they're fighting for the soul of Brazil. But should Bolsonaro lose to his ideological nemesis in the first round, as polls suggest he may, the president has hinted he won't take defeat lying down. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Campinas, Brazil.